Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
10 seconds. Oh. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. In today's episode, we are featuring a newly committed member of the Trinity Golf Team, William Hudson, as he just committed to Cincinnati to play golf.
Appreciate it.
And so we're just going to ask him some questions and talk to him about it. So, Will, what was the final decision that really came down to you going to Cincinnati?
The coaches, super nice people.
Mm-hmm.
He played on the PGA Tour. He's been there for like 20 years. And just a great guy.
Mm-hmm. So, I remember when I talked to you before about this, you said you wanted to go somewhere like down south, or like was your kind of your goal, or I think you said Washington was also a cool place to go. But, so was Cincinnati the first school to offer you, or did you have other offers on the table?
No, I did have a couple offers, but Cincinnati was like the best offer and best fit for me.
Mm-hmm. So, just, was it always your goal to be able to go, was it ever cross your mind that, okay, maybe I don't want to play golf in college, or yes, I do want to play golf in college, and when did you decide that you really wanted to play golf in college?
Yeah, I mean, like, I definitely, like, when I was still playing basketball, I was thinking about not playing golf in college and just going to, like, UK or somewhere like that, and then I realized that I was good at golf and that I could play in college.
Was golf the whole reason you quit basketball?
Yeah. Yeah. Quit basketball, focus on golf.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, I could have been an all-star linebacker, but...
Oh, really?
We had to focus on lacrosse, so... Freshman year was about it for me.
Yeah.
How are the golf rocks looking this year?
Hopefully pretty good. We're getting Michael Long's little brother, and apparently he's playing great, so... Hopefully.
So he doesn't choke.
So leading into that, who has been like your biggest like supporter throughout this whole thing, like throughout your golf career?
Probably my dad and my mom, and then my like personal coach Gary. He's from Canada. Great, he's a great guy. Played hockey growing up, but now I hit with him like once a week, and he's just helped me like develop my game. Where it is now.
There's got to be correlation between hockey and golf.
Oh, 100%.
There has to be.
It's just like catch it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, I've tried to play golf. I'm not too good at golf because I can't really hit the ball. And when you can't hit the ball. So, like, for you, when did you first, like, pick up the golf club? And then when did you realize that, like, okay, I'm really good at this?
Probably when I was like 4 or 5, I started playing when I was 4 or 5, and I was just like hit with my dad on the range and stuff. And then I played like 4 sports in grade school, and then basketball for the first 2 years of high school. And it was like once COVID hit, we didn't have that football 8th grade year, which kind of sucks because we were going to win football.
That's a stretch.
Nah, we're going with
the one Catholic Rams were pretty hot that year.
Nah, we got Davis DeCincy on the O-line, like, unstoppable.
We had Connor Smith.
He is the O-line.
Just saying.
And then, yeah, once COVID hit and I didn't have the football season, I was kind of like, just started playing more tournaments, and then I won one, and then I was like, oh, maybe I'm pretty good at this.
So how do, like, the tournaments work? Like, so just, like, I don't get like grade school and like high school and all that.
So grade school, it's like all individual. I mean, like you have like the CSAA, but okay. I mean that's just like one tournament.
And there's like two good golfers in it.
Yeah, I mean there's not many people playing in it in general now, but it's like February starts like individual, where you have like these different like tours, kind of like club lacrosse.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, high school starts late summer, and then we go to early October if you make it to state. And then Trinity tries to play like 20 high school golf varsity tournaments, and he'll usually play, like I played 12 last year. Top five usually plays like 12 tournaments.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever heard Connor's story of him playing down in Lexington at a tournament?
God, no.
I think it was like the second hole. So I think he shot, I think it was a 9-hole tournament. I think he shot 60. First hole off a tee, shattered window.
That's wildly shy.
I remember he called us after the tournament and I was asking him how it was going. He's not good. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, right, I'm a broken window on the first hole.
We were playing spring break down in Hilton Head, and it was like the sun was like looking straight into us. My dad hits one off the tee. He goes, "What? Anybody see that?" Nope. All we hear is just a big smack on the house.
Oh, I don't know. Garage doors are bad. Like at Hunting Creek, it was hole 6. That super long par 5 that goes downhill back uphill.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "All right." I was like, I'm getting this driver to that second fairway. I thought I was. Just remember this second fairway is 315 carry. And next thing I know, snap hook to the left.
Oh, no.
And it was the loudest thing in the world. It went deck, garage door.
What a shot.
Oh, it was.
What a shot.
It was a shot.
Those houses on the left are pretty far left.
Oh, they're pretty far left.
They're pretty far left.
Yeah, that wasn't the best round I've ever played. We'll leave it at that.
Coach Norman was talking about him getting his handicap down from like a 17 to like a 12.
Dude, I love playing with him. So one of Trinity's lacrosse coaches, Macaulay, coaches for U of L, and every year there's a scramble out at Louisville Country Club. It wasn't at Louisville Country Club last year. I don't remember where it was last year, but it's like all the any lacrosse players can play in it, like all the dads playing in, and it's like Louisville lacrosse players, but Norman was out there. The team was supposed to be Norman, Connor, or it was supposed to be Norm, his son, Kachak, and me. But I ended up playing with, it was me, Hollister, Logan Bryan, and Max Black.
Oh my god. I heard Max is pretty decent at golf.
He's not bad. He's actually pretty good. But since I couldn't play for Norm, Connor filled in for me, and then Kachak didn't show up. So it was Norm, his son, and Connor. And dude, it was so, because we were the group right behind Norm, so like, we'd be on the green and they'd be teeing off, and we'd just sit there and chirp Norm the whole time. Yeah, I love him. He's such a great guy. He's such a guy.
His money management class is awesome. His son came in and gave us this like 20-minute like spiel about like hard work and stuff like that.
Doesn't he have his like? Isn't he like a landscaping business?
Yeah, he owns Evergreen Lawn Care. I think that's what it's called. He's going to like Texas for some contract.
Yeah, that's cool. Like
3 months. Yeah.
Norm's always trying to flex his son.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my son's got a new truck, I'll tell you that much, buddy.
His F-350.
He's a good guy, though.
Oh, great guy.
So, like, you know how, like, basketball, you have, like, AAU, and then with, like, baseball, you have, like, summer ball. Is there anything like that for, like, golf, or is it just, like, go out on your own time and, like, just do your own thing?
Yeah, so it's, like, from February to pretty much when high school season starts, you can, like, travel all around. I mean, like, I guess you can travel around the world. Like, I just usually go to, like, I try and go to, like, one or two tournaments, like, in, like, Georgia or something like that. And then I play a lot of tournaments, like, around here, up in Ohio, Tennessee. And it's just, like, individual golf.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you practice all on your own. Even in high school, I think we would do, like, one, like, Pat would try and get us to have, like, one, like, team practice every now and then where we just, like, go up to Oxmoor and, like, hit putts or go on the range or something like that.
What's your favorite course to play? Like, have you ever played in your favorite course around here?
Around here? Probably definitely Big Spring or Harmony. And then ever? Either Pebble Beach or when we went out there.
Did you get a tee time out there?
My coach knows somebody. Got us tee time.
I guess it's, yeah. It's all about connections. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
Yeah, because my dad, he lived out in Modesto for 5 years with my mom. It's where my oldest sister was born, which is like right outside of San Francisco. And so it's an hour away from Pebble.
So what does like the recruiting look like? Is that like, so I always watch on YouTube like Tiger Woods highlights. Yeah. So do you like make a highlight tape? Do you send it out?
I mean, like, I usually, what I would do is like if I had like a practice, I'd put like a couple swings together and like a putt, and then just like send them, like just kind of like combine them and then send them to coaches. But that's basically, or I mean, a lot of coaches like they come watch like the individual tournament, not high school, but like individual tournaments.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Because a lot of them, they just like hop on a plane and go wherever.
And then they can watch like shit ton of golfers too. Yeah.
They'll go down, they'll stand on like one hole or something like that and watch whoever they want to watch go by.
I've always wanted to go to one of the Trinity golf matches.
They're pretty fun. They take really long, but they're fun.
I think it'd be fun just to go like pack the 18th green to see what happens.
The whole student section in the 18th
green. Could you imagine that? Like,
that'd be awesome. Well, there's one tournament in Taylor County where it's like, it's small town. I don't know if you're in Taylor County, but, like, all the members at the club, there's, like, 300 of them. Mm-hmm. They all just, like, get pitchers of beer and go out and watch us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, could you imagine you're in second place, you're down, like, it's like down stroke. You got a birdie putt to win. Oh my God. And you walk up to the 18th green, and there is just, like, 40 Trinities all packed around the green, like...
I've got you shirtless.
You've got, like half of us are shirtless. Like, dude, that'd be awesome.
That would be an experience, for sure.
I've always wanted to go out to like Neville Mead and watch.
Neville Mead's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually play like 3 tournaments out there. They used to have regions out there.
So what course have you like played your best round ever? I know Michael has like the course record that like is the Neville Mead's.
Yeah, Neville.
Yeah.
I don't have any course records, but I've shot 66 at Old Stone and I've shot 66 at Big Spring like a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's my home course, so I know that course pretty well.
But yeah.
It's always 18. I'm always, like, 7 under going into 18 at Big Spring, and I always bogey the last hole. It pisses me off so much.
So, like, how hard was it to, like, well, if you can tell us, what schools did it come, like, were you between along with Cincinnati, if you can tell us that?
It was really just Cincinnati. I mean, they were the first school to reach out to me. Because, like, golf, you can't start talking to coaches till June 15th, going into your junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up, and that coach texted me, and we'd call. And then we finally set up a visit, and I went down there, or up there.
Was it an official visit?
No, it was unofficial. And, it was the Tuesday we got back from Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called me, like, a week later, and then offered me, like, 4 or 5 days to decide. And I was like, I think I'm going to play there.
So, and you're happy with it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun.
So now, like, a lot of the SEC schools have, like, their own golf facilities. Is that, mm-hmm. Does Cincinnati have that?
Yeah, because Cincinnati, they have Coldstream.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Which, it's 7,300 yards into par 71. So, I mean, it's not easy.
No.
It's kind of like Valhalla, I think. That's what I've heard, at least. I've never played it. But, and then they have this, like, really nice indoor golf facility. They just got it, like, this year. And they've got 4 simulators, a huge indoor putting green, like, a lounge, like, area where they've got, dude, they've got this bed. Or it's like one of those like water beds where it like massages you. Oh my God, it's awesome.
Dude, I feel like playing college golf, like especially like D1, dude. There's so much. Yeah. And then you literally have your own country
all the gear
club.
You want.
Yeah, like, you have your own. You pretty much have your own country club. Like, dude, I playing college golf would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's definitely also.
It's not easy. But
not easy at all. It's probably one of the hardest. I would honestly probably say it's probably one of the hardest college sports.
Golf in general is so hard. It's so mental. It's like if you're not in there mentally, it's so easy to mess it up.
Like physically, like it's not terrible. I mean, you're walking 18. I mean, hot, bags heavy. But high school or college, they do 36 holes in a day. And they used to have to walk it.
Mm.
And then I think now they're doing carts, but they used to have to walk it.
Yeah, 36.
That would be.
Is so. Are you allowed to wear shorts in college?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I was going to say, dude.
Yeah, no, pants would be brutal.
36 in a day walking.
Got it. In heat.
In middle of summer.
That would be bad.
Especially if you go down south.
Imagine having a rough round, like a rough first 18. You're like, well, gotta get back to another one.
Dude, that would be horrible. Yeah, that would suck. Yeah, your first round, you go out there, say you shoot like, no, so I'm not going to say this is a rough round, but if you're playing college golf, we'll say 3 over.
Yeah.
3, 5 over, say it's a rough round, then you're 98 degrees. All right, time to go play another 18.
Yeah, it'd be brutal. Yeah, it's insane. Some of the teams, they get like 17, 18 under as a team, and I'm like, it's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. So how does that like the scoring? I obviously know how golf scoring works.
I mean, like it's just like normal scoring, but it's like.
Is it combined? Like they just take
It's combined. But it's not, at least in high school, we take 4 out of the 5 people.
Okay.
And then I think it's the same for college, but I'm not 100%.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. And then usually some teams will have like a like individual where like he doesn't count as a team score, but it's like he could still win the tournament.
Okay.
By like for individual, because they do team standings, individual standings, and so yeah.
So I guess is it like a tournament? Like most of it is it like team against team, or is it? You know, you go and you've got like 4 teams playing this one course.
No, you have like a bunch of teams.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's never just like one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why like when people ask you, like, did you beat St. X in golf? I'm like, I mean, we played them like every tournament.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm sure we beat them once.
I'm sure we have at least beaten them before.
So is it the Ryder Cup that's going to be here this year at Valhalla?
No, it's the PGA.
PGA?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to that?
I don't know. If we get tickets, I'm going to go.
I remember my dad was...
I don't think the tickets are that
bad. My dad and all his friends, I think, like, I picked trouble. They did that. Where they like, Boo Weekly was their favorite golfer, so they all dressed up and boo stuff and went down to the course. And
I remember we used to live in Lake Forest, and like, we were in the front of Lake Forest, so we were walking distance from Valhalla. I remember my dad was saying, last time the PGA Tour was there, the parking was just, like, there was nowhere to park. So my dad and one of my neighbors, and one of my old neighbors, they just like bought tickets and they would just walk to Valhalla.
That's awesome.
They walked there every single day.
I'm sure parking was super expensive too.
I mean, granted, I remember he took me there for one of the practice rounds and we were watching Speed hit on the range, and he's walking off, and I tried to get a high five from him, and he didn't give me a high five, and I was pissed.
we went when the PGA was the last year, and it was so fun. We like stood right on the putting green, and like all the players would come by and sign. I have this hat where it has like 40 different autographs.
That's sick.
Yeah.
So who is your favorite golfer to watch, like on TV?
Definitely Spieth and Phil Mickelson.
I remember when Spieth went crazy in like 2015 or 16. Like
yeah,
he won
like 3 majors, and then he just got second in a tournament like a week or two ago. So he's playing a lot better. So
what do you think about this whole live golf thing?
I was about to ask. It comes down to it.
Yeah,
you got an offer to get your tour card, or you've got a couple $1 billion from live golf. Where are you going?
Probably to live golf.
Dude, those live events look fun.
Yeah, well, I think... Well, they have the AFL and the NFL. I think in the next 2 or 3 years, they'll join and just do like one, like huge, like
just super league of golf.
Yeah, like kind of like a super league of golf. And like all the young players, it's like, I mean, if you're fresh out of college, like you get your card and Liv offers you $5 million, it's like, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, like, well, Liv's backed by like Saudi Arabia, so they have so much money they can get out.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Like, PJ don't have that kind of money.
That's why it's controversial though, because like, is the money like clean money?
Yeah, like,
but I mean, it has nothing to do with the players. But
I mean, I get the whole PGA Tour thing. They want to keep like the respect of the game, and they're very by the book, this and that. But like, you watch these little golf events, I mean, they've got like music blasting over this. Like, everyone's like, I'm sorry, everyone's hammered.
Yeah,
everyone's going.
It's like the waste management every
time. It's literally the waste management every single time.
And they can wear shorts, which I think is a lot better than wearing pants. It's like, why make them wear pants?
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of the, like, a lot of these old guys on Liv, like, they've already more than gotten their respect on the PGA Tour. So like, all right, they're gonna offer me millions. Like, I can go out here and honestly, I think they're just like there to have fun.
Hundreds of millions.
You watched that?
I mean, Tiger got offered like $800 million or something. Like
he turned it down. Crazy. Well, his Tiger already has like.
Yeah, he's already got.
He just canceled his Nike. Like, they mutually separated with the Nike deal, which. But.
I wonder what's gonna happen with Charlie. I wonder how good he's gonna be his son.
Oh, I think he's gonna be pretty good. They've been playing all the all those like father.
Dude, I love watching those father tournaments.
They do the pro-am at Pebble Beach is really fun. They've got like a like Steph always plays Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that shit's that's
a fun tournament to watch.
John, do you remember?
I love the Capital One the match.
I was about to say the match, dude. I remember
the match.
You remember when who was Brady playing with?
Ooh,
was Brady.
Was it Peyton Manning?
It might have been
Peyton.
He was
in the group. I know that.
I know. I think it was Brady, Manning. I don't remember who else. But I remember because one of my brother's best friends, he's the head pro out at Sun Valley.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother worked like the front desk there for a little bit. So I could go to Sun. I mean, granted, Sun Valley was.
Yeah. That's Ben Wolkoff's coach, isn't it?
Yeah. Grant?
Yeah, Grant.
I love Grant.
Yeah.
Granted, Sun Valley's a good 40 minutes from my house, but I was like, I can go out there, I can play as much golf as I want for free, and like, I'd go into the office, and Grant would just have like 200 just like clubs and like people have lost, and be like, if you won any of them, you can just take them. That's where all my wedges came from. Like, all the wedges I own are from Sun Valley's Lost and Found, so.
Oh my gosh.
That was always nice.
Who's got the Glen Oaks wedge? Is that Rocco?
Oh, no, 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 that Jaws?
Yeah.
That's me. I've got that.
You got that?
Because I'll never forget, Mikus looks at me and goes, all right, Wickle, if you throw this down the fairway, you can have it. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, just throw it. Like, all right, so launch that thing down the fairway. And I was like, you're going to give that to me? And he's like, yeah. It's just a free Jaws 56 degree.
Gosh. I used to play the Jaws like 3 years ago. Was tough.
What kind of clubs do you use?
Dude, I love the Jaws.
I've got a mix. I use TaylorMade driver, and then I use
the Self.
Yeah,
TaylorMade driver's a dub.
And then I might get a new one. I've had the Self for a couple years. I hit it good though. And then I have Callaway Woods, Callaway irons, Odyssey putter, and then Titleist wedges, S9 bogeys.
What's the best golf ball in your opinion?
The Titleist left dash.
Left dash,
yeah. So that's what
money.
Dude, we got Pat to get him for Trinity's golf team, and he got like $2,000 worth.
Jeez. That would do this.
He still has like tons left over.
That's what was so great about LCC is everything in the pro shop was discounted for us.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the golf shoes that I have, I think they were like 200 retail. I think I got them for 105.
Dang.
The left ashes, I can get a box. I can get a box of
a dozen.
Left ashes. Yeah, I can get a dozen of them for like $35-$40. So, and honestly,
I've seen some price where they sell them for like $65.
Oh, it's crazy.
We were down in, I was down in Memphis for a tournament, and we were staying with my dad's friend, and we went to this like one golf store, and it was $55, I think, for a dozen. And I was like, dude, that's too much for some golf balls.
No.
Especially, you need to put a little tracker on them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Don't lose them.
That's why I get the, like, the bright-colored golf balls, because I lose them all the time, so I'd be able to find them.
I'm really not.
You need the bright colored ones.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm really not that picky on the golf ball I use. For me, it doesn't really matter. Like,
exactly.
A ball, I mean, the left ash might go a little bit further, but like, I can hit it down the fairway and it go 10 yards further, second hole, I'm probably going to lose it.
I've always thought this.
Like, it doesn't matter for me.
I've always thought this.
Play like Schlesinger.
Exactly.
I used to play the Schlesinger during tournaments when I was like really young.
That's one of my dad's favorite balls.
I love that ball. It's awesome.
I've always thought this, like, does the golf ball really matter, like, in the grand scheme of things?
Like a certain level, yeah.
I think if you're good at golf, it does.
Because it's, like, a lot of, like, it's, like, slight changes where it's, like, around the green. Like, if I have a tight lie, which means, like, it's going to spin more.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm using a left dash, or if I'm using just, like, a normal, like, Pro V1, like, the Pro V1's going to spin more. And so that's just going to, like, throw it off a little bit.
Have you ever hit a hole in one?
Yeah, for two.
My biggest accomplishment is a birdie at Owl Creek Country Club.
I'll never look down my eagle.
I've always wanted an albatross. My dad has an albatross and I don't. He doesn't even play golf.
What's an albatross mean?
It's when you hit a two on a par five.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I had a two on par four, just saying. That was the greatest golf shot.
It was the greatest
golf shot of my life. Spun back into the hole.
Gosh, that's the best when, like, you just, like, see it, like, trickling back. Even if it doesn't go in, it just looks good.
How much golf does your dad play, if any?
He'll play once a year. I mean, if that. Right. He's got nice clubs. Super nice bag.
Just doesn't play. No, I'll never forget. I remember because it was whole night at Hunt Creek. And it's, like, comes up on a hill, goes down, and then back up onto the green. Kachek was down on the green, and Connor was next to me, and I think it was like 105 out. I was like, okay, I'm too far for my 56, way too close for my pitching wedge. I was like, I'm just going to smack a 56. Hit it as hard as I could. I felt like it was a little thin. I was kind of watching, like, oh, just going right at the hole. Next thing I hear, Kachek goes crazy.
Oh my god.
All the dude's so funny because the ninth hole's right next to the driving. All the people in the driving range are pissed. Kachek screaming. I'm running around the ninth hole, screaming, jumping everywhere. And we like get up, and some dude was up on the chicken green. He was like, that was a good shot. I was like, thank you. He's like, but we don't need all that. It's like, let's keep it down.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Just hold out. Just kind of like do whatever I want.
I'm getting rowdy.
Yeah, I'm getting rowdy. Think about this. I pay just as much as you to be here at the Amber here. This is my course as much as it is yours.
Exactly.
So get off my case, dude.
So, did you play in that like junior PGA league like for Big Springs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to play against Owl Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the first time I played out here was on one of the PGA Junior League matches.
That was fun.
Yeah. Did you play in that?
Wasn't too good.
Attaboy.
Love life.
Do you remember playing with Canton out here?
Yes.
I have a video of Canton teeing off. It might be the funniest thing I've ever seen. Dude, he has a death swing.
I can see him just trying to swing as fast as he possibly
can. No, that's what he does.
That's what he does.
Let me see if I can find this video. I'll never forget, because whenever we play with him, he'd always want to use my driver, and I always get so scared. I was like, because he swings as hard as he possibly can.
Oh my
gosh.
It's
like, this kid is going to snap my driver in half.
Yeah.
And then when I have to call my dad, hey, Dad, my driver's broken. What the hell did you do? Or can't swing it, then I'm in the shithole.
Yeah.
Because I've already broken. Because I got so lucky because I bought that driver used at Golf Galaxy.
The TaylorMade?
Yeah, so, but it came with a hazardous shaft on it.
Oh, that's nice.
I remember, and I guess just because it was old.
I just switched my shaft.
I was at where was I? Oh, I was at Nevillemead. And I hit it right where the shaft connects to the head.
Oh, so it just snaps perfectly?
Just snapped perfectly. And I was you feel
like fucking dead. I remember one time I was hitting a driver. So I swing. I'm like, where'd the ball go? My driver head just flying down the middle of the fairway.
We were at the best. It was right before JV match, freshman year. Me and Henry Witte, we were hitting on the range. He's like tossing it up and trying to like hit it like a baseball. He hits it perfectly right where the shaft connects to the head, and his head goes flying like 40 yards from the driving range.
That's what's so nice about TaylorMade though, because they're like warranty. Like they sent me a completely brand new shaft with like whatever grip I wanted on it and everything. Scan swing. Oh man, it's bad.
It's so funny.
He's
trying to
it.
Murder the golf ball.
He just rips it. Oh, here's Hollister.
Hollister's got a swing.
I'm telling you, whenever Hollister just swings as hard as he can, it works. I don't know what it is. Like, if he tries to do a good swing, it doesn't work, but when he just lets it fly, it's a piss missile down the middle of the fairway.
Bang. Remember we played the four ball, me, you, Mac, and J-Mu?
Oh my god.
Was it Connor?
Or no, me, Mac, and J-Mu.
That's a squad right there.
Where did we play?
That was standard.
It was standard.
Club, yeah.
That was so fun.
God. I love that course, though. Avery's brother used to be the assistant out there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Dude, Avery's pretty good at golf.
Well, during COVID, I mean, he would play, like, every day with Zach, just, like, messing around. I mean, he's just, like, athletic enough to where he just, like, naturally picked it up.
Yeah.
That was such a fun match. Yeah. God, we should have
won that.
Pat beat us by one stroke.
Pet's always trying to one-up me.
I don't know how we got to the point that Mac decided to have Jamu. Like, if Connor was in that?
We would have won if Connor was in that. But, like, Jamu, did he even touch a club all day?
No. Like, he would just kind of be like, gosh.
I thought we were going to win the closest to the pin on that par 3. And then,
I don't know who won, but I don't remember who that was.
What was that hole? 2. Yeah, it was our, like, 10th hole or something like that.
Yeah.
It was, like, hole 2 on the scorecard. God, I thought we were going to win that.
We shut up.
You think you could teach Big Jew how to swing a golf club?
I'm not a very good teacher, so. I'll give it a shot, though.
I feel like if Jew got a hole before, he can send that. It's a bit flying.
Oh, yeah. All the baseball players, if they make, like, contact with it, they can just send it. And then, like, I mean, you big, strong guy, you know, throwing down dunks against St. X.
I remember it was, like, when we first started playing golf, it was, like, my whole little friend group in grade school. We'd always go out to Sleepy Hollow. And we'd go out to Sleepy Hollow and play.
That course is tough.
I kind of like Sleepy Hollow. I can't lie. I'm just trying to think. I think it's like hole 8. It's got that little pool right in front of the green, and you can't see it until you get right up to it. Or I thought I like stuck it on the green, and I'd get up and I'm like looking for my ball. I'm like, what's my ball? And then I'd get up there and I just see this pool of water. It was a pool. It's a pool. It's not a pond. It's a pool. And I'm looking. I'm like, you fucking man. It's like, why would they put this here? But no,
awesome.
We ended up behind these two U of L baseball players, and we were on the green and we heard the first one hit. And I was like, all right, these dudes in front of us are legit. It's like that thing was just piped like 340 yards. And I get up there and I'm watching the other guy hit, and it sounded like the purest ball I've ever heard. Like, go straight for about 100 yards, and next thing I see, just 90-degree turn right. And I was sitting there, and I was like, that sounded good. And he's like, yeah, it's the baseball swing.
A That's the best feeling, though, when you just, like, hit a nice clean drive and pipe one straight down the fairway.
There's no better feeling.
Gosh, it's great.
Especially when you don't do it all the time.
It's like that once in, like, every 10 shots. You know?
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have, I might get it, like, twice around, but, like, those two times around, I'm going to feel damn good about myself. And then the next hole, it might be a hook or a slice.
Or a top, barely getting out of the tee box.
Like that, but I know it's still in my mind, like, hey, hit down the fairway 4 holes ago. I'm due.
Got something positive.
Yeah, I'm due.
Do you ever go mini golfing and just, like, kill everyone when you go mini golfing?
No, I suck at mini golf.
You know, how are you not good at mini golf?
I'm so used to, like, putting without anything, like, in the way. It's like, if something's in the way, I'm like, what the hell do I do?
This is me. We were on a family vacation. We went mini golfing. And some little kid brought his Scotty Cameron out to this mini golf course. And I'm sitting there watching him. And I was like, okay, that's not a putter. And I get up and I was like, this kid has a Scotty Cameron.
That's awesome.
And he sucked. And he would get super, I remember, I mean, he had to have been like 12. But like, he like, he just sucked at putt-putt. And he was screaming at like his whole family.
Like it's the master.
Yeah, like literally, like his dad would like say something to him. He starts, shut up, dad.
I don't want your help.
Yeah, like he's screaming at him on the putt-putt course. I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, you're 12. You brought a Scotty Cameron to a putt-putt course. And now you're bitching at your dad about trying to teach you how to putt. Like, you obviously need help. Like, you need something. You brought a $600 putter to play putt-putt.
I love Scotty Camerons. My dream is, like, it's like one of the old ones where it's, like, rusted out. It's like one of the rusted up blades.
Yeah.
I saw some people at Topgolf and they bring their own club to Topgolf and then they start shanking the hell out of the ball. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Like, yeah. Come on.
Start bringing your own club. That's another thing that pisses me off.
It's like there's no reason for it.
Yeah. It's like, why? Unless you're
hitting into a net.
Unless you're like good, like,
yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Doing all those tricks and stuff, those are so cool.
There's those all up. Smacks a little driver.
Yes.
But like, I'm like, the whole point of Topgolf is just to go
have some fun, eat some food, get some golf balls.
Exactly. It's like, it's not that serious.
Yeah,
like,
I will say, those little donut holes.
They're good.
Oh, those are good.
But yeah, the only time I've been there was with you, Gilly, and Rocco, right?
It was me, you, Maverick, and Rocco.
Maverick, yeah.
Yeah, we went to Topgolf.
I can only imagine Maverick and golf.
Dude, it was something.
Dude,
so fun.
It was something.
No, it was so fun.
I mean, imagine like Carter playing golf. But then you have like Matt. You know,
there's levels to this.
Yeah.
At that lacrosse,
it's like you're making contact with the ball.
It's that lacrosse scramble. We get up to the churn, and I hear two little kids like screaming on the green. I'm like, what's going on? I look over, I see Brock and Hudson teeing off. I was like, what the hell is going on? So I start to, you want to hear this group? It's going Sam, Maverick, Brock, Hudson.
Wow.
That was a four-man scramble.
I can see Sam being pretty good.
Sam's not that bad.
Sam's not bad, but it was funny because what ended up happening was Brock and Sam got into an argument.
Of course they did.
So Maverick and Sam kicked Brock and Hudson off the team and made them go play on their own. The best part of it all was Sam and Maverick kept the two carts and made Brock and Hudson walk. Because, I mean, we got, like, two cards. And it was two cards per team. I remember seeing them walking, and I was like, did you guys not get a card? And they're like, Sam and Maverick took both the cards, making me walk. I think they stayed on the same hole for 30 minutes, just teeing off, trying to hit the green.
Oh, my gosh.
I think they lost at least 24 balls on that hole.
I remember I took a range bag out to a par 3 and just see how many balls I could hit until I got a hole-in-one. Never worked out for me.
That's what everyone does, is just trying to get a hole-in-one.
The worst part was fixing all the divots, though, because I told the pro if I could go out there and do it, he's like, well, you fix the divots. And I was like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. It took me an hour to fix the divots.
See, that's what's annoying about LCC is, like, people will go out there, and it's not even that they hit a lot, but they'll bring, like, two bags of balls, and they dump both of the bags out on the range.
It's just annoying.
And then they hit, like, five. Like, bro, I gotta pick all these up. I gotta pick all these balls up. And I gotta go wash them. I was like, if you're only gonna hit five balls, like, just leave them in the bag and I can put them back.
Wait, so, like, I know some courses do, like, a triangle, like, the pyramid with the golf ball.
Yeah.
How does that work? How does that work? Is that, like...
So, they just make, like, it's literally, like, a cage and a pyramid. There's a little funnel at the top. You just dump the balls through the funnel. They used to do that at Hunt Creek.
Okay.
They do it whenever, like, big springs, like the member guests and, like, stuff like that. They always do that.
Because, like, at Hurstbourne, I know that's what they have at the driving range. They have, like, the...
Yeah.
They used to do that at Hunt Creek, and then... I don't know why.
Okay, he just has, like, boxes of balls.
Over. Well, that's what they do.
I like those better, because it's, like, there's triple the amount of balls in them.
There's more, but, like, and, like, the pyramids, they look nice, but it's, like, if you have a fresh pyramid, like, it's, like, you can't just kind of, like, smack some towards you, because then the whole thing falls apart.
Or the worst,
one
like,
by
you get
one.
To that last row, and you're, like, trying to, like, dig them out of a little bit, and I'm, like, oh.
Yeah, but no, it's nice, because now they've just got, like, the boxes with a little slit in there. Sorry, I definitely do prefer that over the triangles. The triangles still look nice.
I feel like for like tournaments, I'll do the triangles just to like make it look nice, but like. Well, after last night, did it make you miss basketball at all? Or are you
glad? It didn't.
Well, I remember.
I missed the practices. The practices were always really fun.
This kid on white, the white team of last year.
White team was tough, bro.
Whenever they would hoop against them, like, they would turn up sometimes.
Yeah,
against
would
them.
Tear them apart, bro.
So, like, there was the black team of, like, all the varsity players. And then,
I remember talking to one time.
And then the white team. And there was the white team of JV players. Avery was a different person on the white team.
He would turn into like prime stuff.
Yeah, he was like prime Curry on the white team. He would just make everything, and they would beat the black team. Then Zay would get all pissed off at the black team because these fools just beat it. Because Michael Wong would just
Michael would go off sometimes too. He was very hit or miss though. It's either he'd go for 40 or he'd go for 5.
Yeah.
All I cared about was I was like, as long as I get 20 rebounds, that's why I get practice.
And then when we did 5-on-3 recovery, Michael would always be like halfway down the court to start the drill, and then they just throw the ball.
There was one point where Saxon just gave up telling him to get back on the line. Just whatever.
I feel like Brock is like the new Michael.
Yeah. Like, he needs the headband. He wore the sleeve. He didn't wear the headband, though.
He hasn't used
it. Because you get to think about that, like, during the games, Michael Long's there, like, everyone's chanting to get him in. He gets there, like, now Rocco's in, but I mean Rocco got some buckets.
Dude, Rocco, he dunked on a kid last night.
Yeah, I know. Dude, that technical is so stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I dunk.
If I'm dunking, I'm screaming.
All he did was this and yelled. I'm like, you're going to.
What was the tech that the kid.
Chance?
No, was it Chance guarding Avery?
Yeah, Chance got a tech on that.
Yeah.
So like, I think Avery was going over to guard him, like, and trying to like, stop him like, on the sideline.
Yeah.
Then I think he like kind of pushed Avery. Avery went flying over to the next bench, and I think Chance like went up, like went over to him and like confrontationally and started said something to him maybe. And then Avery just had his hands up like this, and then Chance got technical.
Avery was saying after the game, Chance came up to him and he was just like, "Hey, that's my bad, bro. I need to be all bad."
We used to play AAU with Chance, me, Avery, and. Chance, we played fourth grade focus together. That team was so good. Now we have this one kid, our big man. He Tyron Stokes, I think is his last name.
He's a prolific prep now.
Yeah, number 2 player in California in his class.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
When he gets his commitment, I'd like to give a shout out to William Hudson on the fourth grade focus team.
I did notice though, like last night, like, training and Saints were two totally different teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you look like. We have a lot of size.
Well, all they want to do is jack up threes.
Like, and, like, we're just, like, we have a big team. Mm-hmm. We haven't got to talk about them, like...
Our whole starting lineup is, like, over 6-1.
Yeah, and then St. X...
Except besides Joe.
But, like, yeah.
St. X has good players, but, like, their tallest is, like, 5'10".
Yeah.
They have Graham and Hankey.
Yeah.
I mean, they have Hankey.
But Hankey, I mean, he's not, like, 6'8".
He's not, like, a... He doesn't play like a big either. He plays like a guard.
He can also shoot.
I mean, yeah, but like, I mean, you've got Jew out there. I mean, how tall is Jew?
Like 6'6".
6'6".
AJ 6'5".
AJ 6'5".
Jaden 6'4". 6'5".
Yeah, I mean, that's all 6'4", 6'5", and 6'6".
And Jaden's a guard, too.
Yeah, and Jaden is not this.
Dre's already 6 foot. He's 6 foot, basically.
No, Dre's like 6'1".
He's like 6'1".
Dre's a good 6'1". I mean, Yeah, that's Joe, the thing. It's not like
Joe's not small.
And bro, Joe and Lance, they can get to the basket.
They're also fast as shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like Jaden's like in the post, like backing them down. Yeah.
He's knocking down deep threes.
He's knocking down. He can handle the ball. Yeah. Like,
dude, the one deep three he hit where it was a fast break.
He pulled that.
He was deeper than the NBA through that. That was a good shot.
He pulled that.
Dude, the funniest thing, it was Lance was, I mean, he wasn't like wide open, but like he was open for three.
Yeah.
I hear all these little freshmen like, damn, shoot it, Lance. Oh, yeah, I was like,
nah, stop.
He's a driver.
I was like, let him take it to the rim. Let him take it to the
rim. Dude, he can dunk. Like, he's got mad ops and he doesn't dunk on anybody. I want to see him one game just fast break. Just, woof.
Dude, when Rocco went up for that dive,
he got fouled on that too. It hit his damn arm.
Well, he said he got tripped on it because when he went up, he did. I mean, he kind of just like barely rim grazed it.
Yeah.
But like, I've seen videos of Rocco throwing it down.
Yeah.
And so, like, after I was like, Rocco, how did you not yam on that kid? And he's like, I got tripped.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's like once you've already wasted that much energy just getting down there, and you have to like, get up too, like, just any little bit of contact can like kind of throw it off.
Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as that game started, I knew we were winning.
So did I. I was like,
we came out just like looking fast. Because
Here's the thing, it's like we were so pissed off with how the last game went because we won the LIT so bad.
Yeah.
And then with how that game ended, that was our motivation the last 2 weeks, was leading up for...
Dude, my favorite thing was last night. Like, all the St. X kids I talked to, like, oh, well, we won the LIT. It was like, doesn't matter. We walked away with the trophy tonight, and we beat you guys by 22. 40. Yeah, like,
yeah.
We just blew you guys out.
Yeah.
Take the LIT. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Put Nashville
on. We're coming for state, baby.
I don't care that you've won the LIT since 1996. I don't care. Guess who's got the big-ass trophy with the basketball?
We do.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think we have a really good chance to win state this year.
The thing is, like,
guys, all those days off school,
you guys have to go to Rupp.
There's a couple teams, like Great Crossing has a 7-footer that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Malachi.
I was talking to Rocco.
Does Lexcath still have that one big dude? Or
Lexcath's pretty. We play Lexcath.
Rocco was saying when the first time y'all played, whatever the fuck that Crossing school is, he said the 7-footer like didn't.
No, do you hold him like 6 points?
That's what, I would say. Rocket said Jude, like, shut him down.
We won that game by two, and, like, in Lyon County's got Travis Perry, obviously, so they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But, like, we got a shot. It's like,
we
have the talent to do it, too.
Carrion's good.
Yeah.
He played really good. He took one of the rim last night, and I was like, that's a good-ass move right there.
No, like, I didn't know, because I had never seen him, like,
I think like,
he also grew, like, 3 inches.
He's
6'3", dude.
I had never seen him play, and, like, I don't know him at all. But, like, last night, he came out, and I was like, okay, I really don't know what to expect from this kid.
He can hoop.
He played a good game.
Yeah. Practices were so funny. Him and Avery, they'd always just play messing around. Zabo would jump through shit.
I don't think anyone last night had a bad game.
No, really, no one had a bad game.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone. Dude, I was.
Will we play Sanex again or no?
If we could play him in Regents.
Yeah.
But like, I think we'll see him again though.
Mm-hmm. Like, who's the other good team in the Regents? To Sales.
Mail, you got Mail. Well, Mail lost to Ballard.
I was gonna say Mail lost to Ballard.
And Ballard's like whole
to
team transferred.
Ballard.
Hold, like, carry on left.
Ballard lost everyone.
Everyone transferred from
Ballard. Everyone transferred.
Well, now the Sales, we got Damon King.
Well, they're in the 6th region.
Oh, yeah.
So, are either of the, is Mail still has one?
Cole Edwin.
He is one of the twins. Dude, they.
Young one. He can shoot.
Dude, last year.
They don't miss.
They don't miss, bro.
Last year having.
Older brother's WKU, right?
Jack.
Dude, I just remember that game at Bellarmine. Literally, I don't think either of them missed like a shot.
Bro, like it was when they did miss, it was like
it was.
I think I'm gonna come out of retirement for just that game. I'll shoot them.
Dude, it's gonna be rough next year. Like, so when we play St. X at Bellarmine next year, they're gonna honestly. I think the student section, where we were last night, was so much better than being behind the basket.
Well, I remember last year we were behind the basket and I couldn't ever see because I had the. Big-ass basket moment.
Like, where we were, I think it was so... Because even then, like, I was talking to a lot of the St. X guys, and they were all saying, like, oh, no, being behind the goal is definitely going to be so much better.
Because, well, they think, because, like, when they were shooting free throws, like...
Yeah, they're like, yeah. They're like, when they're shooting, like, especially if, like, the other team's shooting on that end, like, we're right in their face. So I was like, I don't think it doesn't really matter.
Especially if you're a good free throw shooter. I mean, like, it shouldn't affect you.
And at the same time, we had that whole section filled and the upper section.
Yeah.
We had that entire side filled.
You just, with like, four minutes and the gates open, like 6:04, half that bottom row was already filled up.
Oh, yeah. I was lucky. I got lucky finding you.
Yeah.
I got really lucky finding college.
Where were you?
I was up in one of the nests filming up there.
Yeah.
So it's like right by like the door to get, like, there was like a little door to get down to this floor.
I showed up like right after tip off. And I'm just like walking around. I was like, damn, dude, like I really got to stand up here. And I was kind of standing in the middle, and I look over and I saw Haas filming. It's like, it's gonna be perfect. So I was literally right up on the road. There was no one in front. I mean, there are people in front. They're all below me.
Yeah.
So I could see the whole court. It was
good.
That's pretty
sick. And that's what was, because like everyone, when we left, because we were at Kale's before, everyone's like, oh, we're going to have to stand. I was like, did you really expect to sit at this game?
Yeah. It's like, you don't sit at any football games.
I sat with the Nora, Charlie, Max Black, Molly McGrath, and then Nora's little brother. We had this like nice, it was perfect. We were right, like, we were in the same like side as our student section, but we were like on like right where you like walk in.
Yeah.
We got a perfect seat, like right behind the walkway where we could see the court. It was perfect, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun game. It's fun to play Bellarmine. It really is.
I kind of wish you could, you got to think.
It was hot in there, though.
If it was at Freedom Hall, I think Freedom Hall would have sold out, honestly.
Yeah.
It would have. The thing is, though, I find it so funny how so many people, like hike the prices of tickets for that game up, like, so much.
Dude, Dre sold a ticket for, like, $80.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I think that, like,
the scavengers of people that will try and get tickets is so funny.
Well, and that was my whole thing, was that's why I really do think it should have been at Freedom Hall. Just because there was, like, even talking to Coach Fox, because I remember talking to him, it was for the Trinity St. X game at Trinity. I remember he said there were a bunch of, like, players' parents that couldn't get tickets. And then he said teachers automatically get 2 tickets to every game. And he said there was a teacher that wasn't going. And so he's got a wife and I think two kids. And so he asked one of the other teachers, he was like, hey, like, could I get, like, you're not going to the game. Could I get your 2 tickets for my 2 kids? And then I think, I remember if he said it was Zoller or Mullen, was like, no, like, he can't give you his teacher tickets. And so for the Trinity St. X game, Coach Fox's wife and his 2 kids had to stay home and watch it on the TV. Jeez.
The Trinity St. X
game, dude? Like,
yeah,
the one at home?
Yeah, the one at Trinity.
That's ridiculous.
Because Zoller wouldn't let the other teacher.
Oh, yeah. They were trying so hard not to let us storm the floor last night.
Dude, I remember sitting up there and I was just like, because right after the game, you took off. Because you had to get down there. And I was standing up there, and the game ended, and I was like, all right, let's kind of head out.
I got down there fast.
Yeah, and then I think it was Sam Alexander looks up at me, and he saw me kind of start to, like, while I was, like, pushing my way out of the nest. He was like, where are you going, Michael? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, we're going. And I looked down, and it is just a storm of people. I popped over the rail. I'm, like, pushing my way through, jumping over the rails, jumping the benches. Like, that was, it was, as soon as I got down there, though, and it was just packed, and I swear to God, it went up, like, 15 degrees.
No, yeah.
It got hot. And then,
like,
it got hot.
All the teachers, they were, like, once they got, like, on the floor, it's, like, the thing is, like, all these next parents are, like, make Trinity clean this up, like, blah, 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 because, like, we spilled the water on Saxon. Like, it's Saxon's first. St. X went as head coach.
Yeah.
It's, like,
first, like, head coaching,
like,
ever.
Like, we came back and cleaned it up. And second of all, you're the home team of this game. You technically were thinking about it, like.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I think there's so many parents who are just, like, I mean, Trinity and St. X, it's, like, some of the parents, they just go, like, over beyond, and I'm, like.
Yeah.
It's a high school,
it's a high
football,
school.
Basketball game.
Yeah.
Like,
but I feel like with a game like that, like, you can't, especially what had just happened.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago?
Two
like,
weeks
come
ago.
On.
And then we come out, but you can't expect us to not storm the court.
Like you, like, I'm sorry. Like you got, they kind of, they started this. It's like, if they didn't storm the floor, we wouldn't have stormed the floor. It's like, it happened. But like, well, this has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
Matt Michael.
William Hudson.
Thank you for listening.